Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Mother Nation, whenever day of Eid comes, a concept, a perception comes in our mind that we have to celebrate, we have to wear new clothes, we have to do party, we have to go out for outing. Allahu Akbar, how beautifully someone has explained in a couplet, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ خَافَ الْوَعِيدُ. Allahu Akbar, meaning Eid isn't for the one wearing new clothes, instead Eid is for the one fearing the divine retribution. Yes, many respected viewers of Madani Channel, we need to understand the true essence of Eid. We have fasted in Ramadan. We have worked hard in Ramadan. Respected viewers, we need to understand the true essence of this beautiful day which has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an added blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Ramadan, when the Muslims, they have fasted, they have pleased their Lord Azza wa Jal. Now it is the day to earn further pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time when we can seek further pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can gain blessings. Yes, if we celebrate, we should celebrate within the limits of Islamic law and Sharia. And we should not sin, because this day is not to sin. So celebrate the day of Eid within the limits of Islamic law and Sharia. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.